Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it's lovely to be with you. Thank you for downloading and pressing play. I really, really appreciate your company for me as I record this Monday morning, the 1st of August. It won't be when you're listening to it, but it's when I'm recording it. And yes, it's a morning. And yes, we're talking about mornings this morning, or this evening, or this afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this. Because I just think that it's a good idea to think about it, to have some sort of, now I've used the word routine when I've been talking to Scotty, but that may sound a bit too locked down for some of us, and that's fair, but some intention or some aim or some idea of how you would like to spend your morning so that you don't just fall into some sort of rut that's unhelpful and unhealthy. Because I know how easy it is to just sort of fall into the rut of, oh, I'll roll over, pick up my phone and spend time on social media, which you'll hear me say that again. I just think that's probably one of the worst ways that you can start your morning, but it's something that I do occasionally. And I have to say that over the past 5 weeks, my morning routine has been totally shot. So I haven't had one, really, to be honest. I've had COVID, and then I've had family visiting from overseas, and then I've had family visiting from interstate, and, you know, people staying with us and whatever. And so I haven't been able to do my highly technical morning routine, which I am going to share with you after the talk with Scotty. And also I know that, you know, for some of us, you know, you're out of bed and off to work. Scotty is. He's off, you know, he has to get into work by 6 o'clock in the morning. How disgusting is that? But for me, because I work from home, I have a whole lot more flexibility. Also need to just make sure that I have a routine in place so that I do get to work at work time and don't just faff the day away. So, you know, each of us are different and we each do different things with our mornings. But today I want to encourage you to be intentional about how you spend your mornings. So I had a bit of a chat to Scotty about that, and you can have a listen to that. And he was so anxious to hear me share my morning routine with him, but I didn't. But I'm going to share it with you after this chat with Scotty.
Good morning. This is Ultra 65. Ruth Amos is with me again this morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Scotty. I'm cold.
It's freezing, isn't it?
It's amazing. My car said it got down to minus 0.5 on the way in.
Tell you, but it's nice in here. You know, yeah, got the heater pumping a little bit this morning. Try and warm things up a little bit. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about mornings.
Oh, nice.
Different morning routines. Because, you know, you just do fall into a routine if you're not intentional about it. So I thought I'd just encourage people to be a bit intentional about what they do in their mornings today.
It's really good. And in fact, it's really sage advice, I think, because when I left the radio station a number of years ago and I got another job with Compassion Australia, trouble is I was making up my own hours. So I knew I had to work a certain amount of hours a week, but I was making up my hours and I lost all structure.
Yeah.
And so literally I'm like, oh yeah, I'll not work tomorrow, you know, and oh, I'll start at midday, you know, like, and I, without that structure, I was lost, absolutely lost.
That's right. And I think that a lot of people's morning routine is I'll roll over in bed, pull the phone out and start the day with, you know, a bit of social media, a bit of outrage, a bit of comparisonitis, it's all pretty unhealthy. There's got to be healthier ways to start the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because now my morning routine, you know, because I get up bright and early every morning, but it's all set in place, you know, like I know exactly what I have to do. And, you know, but often the best thing that I do over morning time is one of the first things I do is I get my Bible speaking to me. So like I'll literally, because it's got a thing where you can do an audio thing. And so I'll just pick a book and just get it reading to me every morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Our church has a Bible podcast, so I have that going every morning. Yeah.
And it's a great way to start the day.
It is. It's brilliant.
Because sometimes I won't fully concentrate, but just even having it just in the background just seems to I don't know, set something really nice into my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So what's your morning routine look like?
Well, I thought I'd leave that for my podcast. So if people want to know what my morning routine is, it's pretty complicated. I don't think we have time to talk about it. But you can come to ruthamos.com.au.
Does it include tea?
Coffee.
Are you a coffee person?
I'm a coffee person, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that explains a few things.
Yeah, that's the first thing. First thing is, oh, nice. Moz brings me a cup of coffee in bed, and that's been wonderful.
Oh, really? Yeah. What a good guy he is.
He's a good man. He knows what's good for him.
And I'm assuming for you there might be a little bit of reading in there somewhere?
Yeah, a bit of writing. I thought I'd come up with there's three different books that I thought I'd draw attention to. So one is Eat That Frog, which is a fantastic title. It's by a guy called Brian Tracy, and he says, he's talking more about when you first get to work or whatever, but do the hardest thing first. So in your morning, attack that thing that you're going to have trouble doing and get that out of the way first. And then rest of your day is uphill because you know that you've done the hardest thing already.
Because if you're like me, you'll put it off till, I'll do that later. Yeah. I'll do that later. It's too hard.
Yeah. And some things, I'll do that later today, that means I'll do it tomorrow. It's not going to happen.
In fact, not even tomorrow. It just never happens. Yeah.
But then there's another book that's got a great title, which is I Didn't Do the Thing Today by Madeleine Dorr. And she comes back at that. She says, well, maybe instead of starting with the hardest thing, we should start with something delightful. And apparently Matthew Evans, that farmer chef person, he starts the day with porridge and brown sugar and clotted cream. And he says it's just a delight. You start the day with a delight and then, you know, you've got a good mood to help you on with the rest of the day. So if eating the frog isn't your thing, maybe porridge with clotted cream is your thing. And the third thing I'd suggest to people is from Julia Cameron, and her book is The Artist's Way, and it's about unlocking creativity in your life. She suggests you start the morning by just writing 3 pages freehand in a journal. So you just pour out everything. Don't even think about what you're writing. If all you can write is, I don't know what to write, that's fine. Just write 3 full pages. It sort of unlocks you. It gets all of the whatever you're thinking out on the page, and then you are free to start the day with a clear mind. So there's 3 different ideas for your, you know, your morning routine that you might add to something intentional.
And I guess you just pick the things that work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
We're all different. We're all made different. So I think that's why I didn't want to say my morning routine because, and as I said, I will in my podcast, but I know that not everyone listening is like me. And, and I have the absolute blessing of being able to work from home and all that kind of thing. But all I want to encourage people listening is be a bit intentional about how you start your morning. Do it in a way that suits you and get a good start to the day every day.
I love it. Hey, thanks. RuthAmos.com.au.
That's the one.
You can go and hear all about Ruth's morning routine. Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Scotty. All right, so here we go. You asked for it. Scotty asked for it. Hey, I'm assuming you're asking for it. You want my morning routine. Okay, so the first thing that does happen is that Moz brings me a cuppa in bed. And we're old now. Well, we're close on 50. Which is not old, but anyway. And we wake up about 6:30, whether we have the alarm or not. So around about that time, Moz will bring me a coffee in bed. And that has happened since I was pregnant and suffering from morning sickness because I drink my tea black with no sugar. And that didn't help with my morning sickness. And we discovered that having coffee, which at that point in time I drank white with one sugar, and it was the sugar that was the important thing that got me going. So now I'm addicted. And I have an instant coffee in bed, which is just such a lovely way to start the day. And I am so grateful for it. And I just cannot tell you how grateful I am for these little things. They're important in a marriage, I think, these little things. He has a cup of tea, in case you're wondering. He is not a coffee drinker. And so he brings my coffee, and for quite a few months now, he also brings my phone because we sit in bed and do the Wordle and the Hurdle. So if you haven't heard of this Wordle craze that hit the world through the pandemic, it is a guessing game where you guess a 5-letter word. And you just put in a word, and if the letter's right and in the right place in the word, you get a green square. And if it's right but in the wrong place in the word, you get a yellow square. And if it's not in the word at all, you get a black square. And we do this competitively. So I hide my phone from him and he hides his phone from me. And we guess the word and then we share it on a family chat. And that's just a nice way. I've actually really enjoyed it because our kids and our kids-in-law also do the Wordle, and we've done it all together since January this year, and it's just a very easy and quick way to touch base with your children who are adults and are living their own lives every day, and it's special. So we keep doing the Wordle. The Hurdle is a similar guessing game but with songs, and we only ever share that one with anyone if we get it in the first second, which has not happened lately. And Moz also does one called Worldu, which is about maps of the world. And he is waiting for Italy to come up because it gives you just a silhouette of the country. And I know Italy because it looks like a boot. So I think he's going to keep doing it until Italy comes up and he can show it to me and I can say, Italy! And then we'll be done with that one. But, you know, it's fun. He says, what does this look like? And I'm like, I have no idea. And I don't really care. But anyway, so that's fun. And then I try not to get onto social media, but just put the phone down and chat to Moz and drink my coffee and very quietly and slowly wake up to the day. We also listen to Ultra 106.5 during that time most mornings because that's what we use for our alarm clock. So we hear Scotty most mornings. Just, you know, a nice aside. And then we shower and get dressed. And then I immediately sit down and write my morning pages. So that morning pages idea comes from Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way. And I love journaling. And I have a whole shelf of my journals. I've been journaling pretty consistently since grade 10. Writing is my thing. I love to keep a journal. I know not everyone's like that, but this really helps me. And part of it is getting my thoughts clear. Often that helps me to understand what I'm thinking. Part of it is this thing called, for me, it works a bit like an examen. So examen is a type of prayer discipline where you look over the day before and you think about what parts of the day brought you closer to God, what parts of the day made you feel separate from God, and yeah, you just think it through. And I just find it really helpful to sit and write down everything that happened the day before. Now, I'm not going to do it in the evening, which is when you're supposed to do an examen, because I'm hopeless in the evenings. My brain really does stop working. It says, no, you've done enough words for today. We're not doing words anymore. And that's why I knit and watch TV in the evenings, because I often even struggle to read a book without having a bit of a break in between my work, which is either writing words or editing words, and reading a book that somebody else has written. So I write my morning pages and I find that very helpful. And it also keeps me out of Moz's way while he gets ready to go in the morning. So I'm not in the kitchen while he's making his breakfast and I'm not, you know, in the bathroom while he's cleaning his teeth and all the rest. I'm out of his way. So I do my three pages in my journal. And then once he's off to work, I do 10 minutes of housework, which is a new part of my morning routine, but boy, I like it. So 10 to 15 minutes, it's like vacuuming a couple of rooms or cleaning the bathrooms or stripping the bed and putting the washing on or something like that. Just a little incremental step towards getting my house clean. And I have podcasted about that routine before. I am not vacuuming but doing any other thing during that time, I will listen to the Bible on a podcast. I'll also listen to the Bible maybe while I eat my breakfast, which comes a bit later. The thing is, I take a tablet in the morning because I don't have a thyroid gland anymore, because I killed it because it was working on killing me. So I take a thyroid tablet, and apparently I'm supposed to wait 2 hours between taking it and eating dairy. And because my breakfast is dairy, I have to put things in between getting up and breakfast. And when my thyroid was acting up, you would not have caught me waiting 2 hours before breakfast in the morning. I needed to eat immediately. So this is all a big change, but it works really well. So 10 minutes of housework. There you go. That's that. And during the housework, quite possibly listening to our Bible podcast, which is called, the one I use is produced by our church, which is, I go to St. Clement's Kingston in Tasmania, and it's called A Chapter a Day, and a guy called Sean Connery reads it for us. Yes, yes, Sean Connery is his name. Sean Connery is fantastic, and he is a chaplain, and he is just lovely in how he brings things out from each chapter of the Bible that we read. And at the moment we're reading through Acts, and then every Friday we have a psalm. And then on the weekends we don't. So as Scotty said, that's just such a lovely way to start the day. And there are so many Bible podcasts and audio Bibles or whatever out there. So Okay, after the Bible reading and the housework, I sit down and I write a list of the things that I'm worried about in a book, or on a scrap piece of paper or whatever. And this is just a really, it's not the same as my journal, because it's really saying, now, what's bothering me today? What am I anxious about? What am I worried about? And so I just write really quick notes about all the list of things. Some days it's a short list and some days it's quite a long list, depending on how I'm doing anxiety wise. And then I close that book and give those things to God. And then I spend 15 minutes of silence with God. So I put a timer on my watch and I sit in a special place. I have a couple of special places depending on whether my spare bed is made up or not. At the moment, not. So I sit on my special end of the couch. That's my spiritual end of the couch, if you like. I know it sounds silly, but having a place primes your body and your brain to say, this is what we're doing now. We're talking to God. And so you have that place. Like if you're working from home, which I do, it's so important to have a home office that you work in so that you can say, this is the workplace, the lounge room or the dining table or the kitchen or whatever. That's family place and eating place and relaxing place. But I have a workplace that I can leave at the end of the day and close the door and not use for work. And So in the same way, I have a couple of places in my home where I sit and spend time with God, and that time is silence. I listen to my breath. I listen out for the birds outside, which you possibly hear on my podcast. There's lovely, lovely bird life around, and I know that my 15 minutes is working if I can just at some point just breathe out and then hear the birds. It's really great. And I say the Lord's Prayer and I bring to God whatever I'm feeling and try and connect with God on a soul level. And I would like to tell you that every day that works and I feel totally connected and refreshed and ready to go on with the day, but I would be lying. But it does work more often than not that I feel connected to God, or that I stop enough to feel my body relax, or my brain relax, or my breathing relax, to notice just how shallow my breathing is and to let that go. And so I've been doing 15 minutes of silence in the morning for a year and a half, and that is one thing that I really never want to give up. It's just so important to me now in terms of centering my life and keeping me grounded and keeping me sane. So after 15 minutes in silence, it's generally at that point 2 hours since I woke up and took that blasted tablet. And so then I eat my breakfast, which is always, well, not always, but most of the time, some pears, some oats and some yogurt. That's just the breakfast that I don't have to think about and that I make. And then once I've eaten that, I will make another hot drink, decaf coffee or a caffeinated coffee possibly. And I go into the room in my house that is my office and I get on with my work. So that's my morning routine every morning. But I'm so aware of the fact that if you are not a child-free, happily married person living at home and working from home as a writer and editor, then probably my morning routine won't work for you. And also, as I said, that some of us don't like routine. You know, Moz does not eat the same thing for breakfast every day. In fact, he just can't. It just makes him feel horrible to think, oh, I have to eat this again. He's a very different person from me when it comes to doing the same thing every day. But even he has some routine, you know, like we have the cuppa in bed. We get up, get dressed, he has breakfast and he goes off to work because he has to. That, you know, he has to fit that in before he goes to work. So each of us will get into some sort of groove. And all I am saying today really is maybe it's time to have a look at your routine and see what bad habits have crept in. Like for me, often the bad habit of checking Twitter while I'm sitting in bed creeps in, and I need to be really intentional about taking that habit out, because I really do believe that comparisonitis and outrage are a bad way to start the day. no matter how tempting it might be. It's like that proverb about honey tasting nice in your mouth but making you feel horrible in your once it reaches your stomach. Yeah, I just want to encourage you to be intentional. So I have those three books that I mentioned with Scotty, and here's a fourth one, which is called The One Thing. Now, it's by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan, and I haven't read it, but a friend read it, and she started a new routine of going for a walk first thing each day. And she said to me that she would go for her walk, and then no matter what the day brought, whether work just got out of control or whatever happened, she would know she'd done her one thing for the day, her focus thing, and she'd feel a sense of satisfaction with that. And so I agree with that too, like that, just that idea of and it's a bit like the idea from Eat That Frog as well. It's like, let's think about what's the most important thing that you need to get done. It may be the hardest thing, but it may just be something that's going to move you closer to your overall goals. So when my goal was to write a novel, one of the things I would do with my morning is in the first 15 minutes or first half hour of the day, I would spend that time writing, because that was my overall goal. That was what I was trying to get to. And so putting aside that first part of the day to move towards something that's important to you and not just to react to whatever's urgent and what people are throwing at you is a really lovely way to start the day. Some people find that for them, to get that feeling of moving towards the thing that they want to do, they need to get up early. And oh, goodness me, I remember hearing about a writer who realized that if she wanted to reach her goals, she had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning instead of 4:30 in the morning so that she could do her writing before she went and worked in her shift work. Oh, my goodness, that sounds awful. But as I said, I'm so privileged because I work for myself, so I can do that, can set aside that time for that one thing. But when I did work at the university, again, I would aim to get in 15 minutes before the day started and just do 15 minutes on that one thing. So that was my intentional way of moving towards something that was important to me. And for my friend, was going for a walk so that she knew she'd been active at first thing and she was moving towards her goal of fitness. She was doing her one thing. So just a quick reminder, Eat That Frog was another idea, which was to do the hardest thing first. And again, I think I like the idea of doing the thing that requires the most attention and creative energy. So if I am in the middle of writing something, and at the moment I'm not, but I would put aside a half hour to do writing first, because that's the thing that actually takes the most overall attention from my brain. And I find that if I start doing other work and say I'll take a break and get back to my writing, I really can't do it unless I take time to do my 15 minutes of silence first, and then my brain's back in the right place to be able to write. So it's all those kind of things that I'm thinking about. So that was Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. Julia Cameron, I've talked about a bit, talking about your morning pages. And a podcaster that I listened to, she said she would do her morning pages, and doing her morning pages led her to the understanding that she was an alcoholic. She wrote, "I'm not an alcoholic. No, I can't be an alcoholic because no, I'm definitely not an alcoholic." So many times in her morning pages that she realized that she was denying it all too much, and she became sober from that time on, and she's fantastically and happily sober now. So that's, you don't know what these morning pages are going to reveal to you. They're a very powerful tool, but I recommend them very highly. And then I Didn't Do the Thing Today by Madeline Dorr, which is talking about starting the day with a delightful thing, a joyful thing to set you up to go forward. So you know what? I'm sensing a theme here as I talk to you, because I think that if you do the creative and important thing to you first thing in the morning, that creative and important thing is also going to be a delight, and it's going to set you up well for the rest of the day. So that's my encouragement to you today, I think. And I don't know how you're going to do it, because I really think that sleep is very important. I have another friend who told me she figured she could only get to the gym by getting up at stupid o'clock in the morning and doing it before work. And I'm starting to think, oh no, I don't want to tell people to cut their sleep short. Sleep's so important. But so is starting the day with just 10 or 15 minutes of doing something that, you know, brings you life and brings joy to your day. Because the rest of the day, even for me who works from home and does my own thing, I'm often stuck reacting to the urgency and the importance of the calls that other people make on my time. I must do that job. I have to finish that. This deadline's looming. That email's just popped into my inbox and I must reply and I must think about. And just having a morning routine that focuses on not the urgent, but the important, creative and joyful things and your spiritual life, which is vital, that's going to set you up really well for a good day, the best day that you can have. It'll help you remember what's important in your life and it'll help you put aside time to that and just not be reacting all the time. So thank you for listening to me chat about my morning routine. I'm not a morning person and I like to take it slowly in the morning if I can, wake up slowly. I like mornings. I just need to attack them slowly. And I would love to hear what kind of morning routine you have. Please feel free to let me know either what you think I'm doing wrong or doing right or what you do. I'd really like to hear what you do, what different morning routines are for my listeners. You can email me ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can find me on Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog, or you can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author. And I will chat to you again soon.